This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A snowstorm is expected to cross Colorado starting today. It could bring just a dusting to the metro area and anything from a few inches to close to a foot to the mountains. But Colorado's snowpack is still in dire shape. It's the lowest it's ever been for this time of year. Lisa Hidalgo is chief meteorologist at Denver 7. She says the storm system could be especially good for the San Juan Mountains.
Parts of southwestern Colorado, their snowpack numbers, have been flirting with below 50% of normal. So they really need it. This next one's going to bring our temperatures down quite a bit later in the week.
Denver and Colorado Springs will get really cold with lows in single digits overnight and highs on Saturday only in the teens. Colorado child care providers told Senator John Hickenlooper that a fragile system is near breaking point, especially with uncertainty over a federal freeze on child care dollars. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brendine.
At a Wednesday roundtable, child care providers said Colorado's main subsidy program, CCAP, already serves only a fraction of eligible families. Thousands of children are stuck on wait lists, while centers face rising costs and shrinking revenue. Hickenlooper criticized the federal funding freeze and said it's making a bad situation worse.
You're literally forcing providers out of the industry. That's insane.
A judge is expected to rule Friday on a lawsuit aimed at stopping the freeze imposed by the Trump administration on five states. But even if states win, Hickenlooper says Colorado lacks the stable funding providers need. Jenny Brendine, CPR News.
Home prices in Colorado Springs dropped dramatically in December. The median price for a single-family home fell $30,000 to $460,000. That's the lowest price the region saw all of last year. The Pikes Peak Association of Realtors says nearly 12,000 homes were sold region-wide last year. That's slightly above 2024 totals, but well behind home sales during the pandemic.